Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, remember that feminist cafe that charged men 18% as a man tax, and it closes after only 2 years due to a lack of customers. I'm surprised it even stayed in business that long. What's really worrying is that soy boys like these were the ones keeping it from going under for those 2 long years full of feminist tears. Imagine if men made a place that charged women a women tax. The place would have probably got burned down, probably by these two same soy boys. Moving on, Billie Eilish says that she doesn't feel like a woman, even though she's sporting these two bad boys. Obviously, she just said that as bait. It's probably going to be a cold day in hell when she chops those off or LARPs as a gay dude. She also looks incredibly stoned all the time, so I doubt she's going to be feeling much of anything anymore. Besides, she's also got those two dead inside thousand schlong eyes as well that just scream out, "I've been run through." Number 3, Joe says that a woman over 25 with no family is not a high quality woman. That she's been active sexually for 10 years. Probably longer, and because no one made her a wife, others don't see value in her, so why would you? I fell for this because of love as well. She was more of a comfort girl for 10 years because when I pushed her to be more of a partner, she wouldn't do it. Besides, I didn't know about her insanely high notch count until the end, and it took another few years to learn that a woman that's been run through can't bond with you. Up next, in 2007, a married couple both cheated in online chat rooms, but in the end they found out that they were cheating on each other with each other. Looks like they were made for one another. How romantic. They left each other to be with one another. I also wonder if they like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. I suspect this is a fake story that was stolen from that particular song. But I'm sure that there are cases out there somewhere like that that actually did happen. Number 5, look at the terror in that woman's eyes as she's held accountable for the first time in her life. But I wouldn't worry if I were her because you just know they'll let her go even if she burned a building to the ground. Maybe she should have been wearing that mask correctly not to spread COVID or something. She's probably looking for a man to save her, but all the male protesters are weak soy boys and she doesn't know what to do. Moving on, we were never supposed to forget 9/11. And yet we've already forgotten, and it's been less than 25 years. As New York now prepares to elect a radical Muslim as the mayor, I can only wonder what the 2,300 souls that lost their lives that day would be saying. New York also has a large tiny hat population of Democrats. I really hope they come to their senses and don't vote for him, but I'm sure they will because voting for Team Blue is like a bad habit or something. Number 7, looks like the censorship down under is ramping up, with Australia's online censor demanding X remove Irina Zarutska's posts or be fined about $1 million a day. All I see here is a leftist woman that loves enrichment, and what happened to Irina is destroying her fantasy of diversity. The truth goes against their agenda. I was in Australia 20 years ago and it was an amazing place. I probably wouldn't recognize the character of the people living there these days. Up next, here's some hope for Japan, with their new female prime minister, and she's more conservative than Shinzo Abe, and a close friend of his too. That means the DEI is on track to die in Japan unless, of course, she flips the script and suddenly starts bringing in foreigners. The woman that comes to mind that was really a globalist shill in disguise was Meloni in Italy, still letting foreigners in. At this point, only Eastern Europe will remain European in the future. Number 9, here's the evolution of the PM in Canada, from prime minister to prima donna to Ponzi scheme manager. 20 years ago, I hated Harper. And now I wish we could have him back and the prosperity he brought to Canada. I never thought I would ever look back on him in such a way. Hell, I'd rather have Jean Chrétien, our former prime minister, who had a stroke, rather than Mark Carney. But the boomers of Canada have spoken, and their house values are more important than future generations. Moving on, don't piss off the Swifties. Taylor Swift's fans doxed and threatened to burn this critic's house down after she gave Swift's new album an 8 out of 10. They didn't think that was good enough. It's a cult at this point, and Taylor Swift is their leader. I hate Swift's new music. She had 3 decent songs about a decade and a half ago when she was with Calvin Harris. I wouldn't be surprised if he was at least partially responsible for her early success. Number 11, here's the difference between what people think anarchists want and what they actually want. They just want to be left alone to live in peace. The elites can't have that because they want to control people. So instead they try and brand anarchists as people trying to bring down civilization, so that everyone turns against them. Anarchists are not Antifa. Antifa are more communist revolutionaries. Anarchy is nothing more than self-governance. Up next is 24-year-old women that smashed a 13-year-old she had been counseling was a mother, and was planning her wedding and even backed the idea of PDF files being ended. But I think she's most likely going to be out in only 18 months for being a PDF file. The title is also so dumb. It says she is accused of having sex. I guess the news organizations have to say that, or if they're wrong, they might get sued. Also, was it really necessary to humiliate her baby daddy like that, showing his face? Number 13, Sydney Sweeney finally nabbed herself a billionaire. Does that mean that the Wojak prophecy has come true? That the hottest women get together with the multi-millionaires and single billion billionaires? But I bet you anything that if she marries him, he still won't be enough. Sweeney is smart trying to lock down a billionaire while she still has her looks intact. But she's worth about $40 million on her own, so she's not exactly hurting for cash. Moving on, maybe Sydney Sweeney is planning on living off of that billionaire. But you just know that many guys out there are also increasingly planning on living off the woman that they're with while playing PS5 all day. Why not? Women got to be housewives for decades, and maybe it's time for men to become house husbands. I know a dude that married a successful businesswoman and he's just the muscle-bound bull there to plow her when she needs it. But she treats him like poop. Number 15, here's what it looks like when a man gives a woman cute babies and lets her stay home with them. The question we should ask is, why don't most women want this anymore? Is it because societal conditioning has convinced them that having a career is more important than being a mother? Also, in this case, I'm not exactly sure that the credit for making cute babies actually goes to him. Is this also what women are biologically meant to do? Up next, this guy says he's not a mathemagician, but removing 55 million temporary visa holders in America would free up a lot of housing and lower rents. It would also lower real estate prices, which is something that boomers won't tolerate. They don't want the one asset they put 80 to 90% of their net worth in to go down so they can't afford a decent retirement home and luxury vacations. The ER is also an issue. Usually migrants getting government assistance see the doctors while the citizens that work can't even afford to see doctors. How is that even fair? Number 17, maybe us humans can learn something from Middle Earth. In the Shire, the population is collapsing and they think that importing goblins and orcs will fix the decline. Sure, by the numbers, but at what cost? This is just one meme in a long line of them like this one. Imagine if the humans didn't want to be racist against the armies of Mordor. They would have been annihilated and replaced. Again, maybe humans in our world have something to learn from this. Moving on, looks like Canada has a lot to learn from Lord of the Rings as well. It's over in Canada, and it just looks like India 2.0 at this point. Where will all the white non-Indian Canadians go to get away from this? Maybe a little reservation in Alberta or something? Or try and leave with Alberta if it votes to leave Canada. But you just know that the Jeets will try and go there as well and become part of America. Trump wants Canada. What he doesn't realize is that it comes with this level of enrichment. Number 19, Abby says that a woman cut in front of her at the store with a box of tampons, ice cream, and wine in her cart. And she wasn't going to mess with that situation. Sounds like a really bad case of PMS to me. She should have also bought some Weight Watcher shakes to consume after her time of the month from all the pounds she's packing on from the ice cream and liquor. When it's women's time of the month, they can actually be more dangerous than a bear. Up next, women are all for controlling boomsticks because they're socialists and think that only the government should have a monopoly on violence on their behalf. If that saves one life, then they want the boomsticks gone. But if deporting just one illegal saves someone's life, they don't see that as being worth it. Women want more men, legal or otherwise, in the country, so they have more men to choose from. But if 80% of the illegals were all women, they'd want them deported because they don't want competition. Number 21, remember everyone that the best memes are the ones that are true. Baseball caps are also better than sombreros, which they'd have to wear if Trump didn't keep on deporting the illegals. Let's also not forget that Hillary also lost to Monica Lewinsky. I still believe that presidents are not elected, but instead selected. I think these two didn't understand that they were just used as controlled opposition and were never actually meant to win. Moving on, here's a female politician that actually won, but only because the majority of people in her district were all Somalians like her. In Somalia, she has to keep her mouth shut, unless it's to take a swing-swang in. But in America, she's free to open and run her mouth and trash the country that gave her an amazing standard of living. This just proves that the reason the left can't meme is because they are the memes. We just expose them. The average Somalian has an IQ of around 70. Number 23, this guy says that his father told him that after the age of 30, there are no ugly or handsome men, but they're only rich and poor men. Oh yeah, well, the black pill disagrees with that. Then again, maybe this guy's father's opinion is true from a certain point of view. When women get to know you and don't base their decision to date you solely on dating apps, they will put more emphasis on wealth. But today, looks are number one and wealth is second. Up next, if we brought back shaming to schools, it would fix a lot of behavioral problems. We also need to bring back corporal punishment, where you get spanked with a leather belt if you're bad in front of the whole classroom, while they laugh at your ass. Maybe we should also bring this back for politicians. But something tells me that won't work because they always embarrass themselves by lying, and from what I can tell, they have no shame. Literally. Number 25 and the last one, someone asks, if you can actually make this woman bald and obese, there's a good chance that she's going to look like this down the road in the future with hair, of course. All she's got to do is pull the pin on the fat grenade and blimp up like that. But not to worry, though. A good wig and a Zempic can fix her. Grok also made her look like that. It finally looks like a good practical application for AI. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.